From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Monday, October 13th. I'm Abby Lurico. From the first bell signaling the start of the school day till the moment the final bell rings, students' cell phones better not ring, or buzz, or chime, or be used at all. The new Missouri school cell phone ban has revived a lost art at one St. Louis area high school.
I did find a really good note in the hall the other day, so somebody was writing some notes going back really old school.
STLPR's Hiba Ahmed worked with student journalists at Rockwood Summit High School to see how kids and teachers are adapting to the new law. That's coming up after this news on The Gateway. More than 200 people attended a community town hall yesterday in St. Louis about data center development. St. Louis Public Radio's Kayvon Mansouri reports on the latest response to a proposed data center at the Armory Building.
Attendees fill the pews of St. Cronin's Church in Forest Park Southeast with a clear message to officials: no new data centers in St. Louis.
Developers want an energy check. What do we do?
The town hall was the second of three planned events about the proposed $1.5 billion data center in Midtown. A group of 17 environmental and labor groups that organized the event called for St. Louis Mayor Kara Spencer and the city's Board of Aldermen to enact a one-year moratorium on the construction of any new data centers. The Armory project would transform the shuttered venue and a portion of its parking lot into two large data centers. The developers behind the project will host their own town hall tonight at 5:30 at the Sheet Metal Workers Union Hall. I'm Kayvon Mansouri, St. Louis Public Radio.
Mourners gathered in front of a detention center in St. Genevieve last night to remember the life of Leo Cruz Silva, a Mexican immigrant who died this month while detained by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. STLPR's Paola Rodriguez reports from the vigil.
Around 50 people attended Sunday's vigil, including Heidi Walker with Abide and Love St. Genevieve. She helps coordinate the group's pen pal program, making sure detainees have someone to talk to on the outside. She says she was heartbroken to learn of Cruz Silva's death before she had the chance to connect him with someone.
I just feel like if someone would have been able to reach him in time, that maybe he would have known that people care, and there, even if it was just like a little glimmer of hope for someone, you know.
ICE says Cruz Silva appeared to die by suicide. The 34-year-old was only in the St. Genevieve jail for one day before he was found dead. In St. Genevieve, I'm Paola Rodriguez, St. Louis Public Radio.
The first execution in the state of Missouri this year is scheduled for tomorrow. Representatives of Lance Shockley are seeking clemency. He was convicted of first-degree murder in the killing of Missouri State Highway Patrol Sergeant Carl Graham in 2005. A researcher who's been studying the case has found many Missourians do not believe the state should follow through on the death penalty in this case. Nicholas Skurich is a psychology professor at the University of California, Irvine. He conducted a public opinion survey revealing that in Shockley's case, two-thirds of Missourians support clemency.
Even among people who support the death penalty in principle, a good deal of them favor clemency in this case.
A Carter County circuit judge sentenced Shockley to death. Missouri is one of two states where a judge can impose the death penalty when a jury cannot come to a decision. St. Louis Sheriff Alfred Montgomery will remain in office for now after a St. Louis circuit judge denied a third motion from the Missouri Attorney General Friday to have him removed. David Mason is a former St. Louis Circuit Court judge and is currently Montgomery's attorney. He says the judge made the right ruling.
This case is not going to turn on, you know, speculation, innuendo, rumor, headlines in the news. It's going to turn on the evidence that comes in front of the case, and that's where a judge is supposed to be.
Judge Stephen R. Omer spent 20 minutes sharing frustration with the Attorney General's office in court Friday. Montgomery will remain on house arrest until tomorrow after being indicted on 5 federal felony charges last week. The St. Louis Zoo's new resident, Charlie, is its first Komodo dragon in 12 years. As St. Louis Public Radio's Chad Davis reports, the addition is part of the zoo's efforts to conserve the endangered species.
Charlie was hatched out at the Denver Zoo in 2018 before being adopted by the Bronx Zoo, where he lived until now. The St. Louis Zoo adopted him in September and named him after former St. Louis Zoo director Charles H. Hessel. The species is native to Indonesia. Komodo National Park was founded in Indonesia to protect the lizards. Justin Eldon is the St. Louis Zoo's herpetology and aquatics curator. He says poachers and litter have threatened the species.
Assuming that climate change doesn't take a toll on their island homes, and assuming the situation with trash and debris can be taken care of somehow, we're optimistic about the future of these guys.
The zoo built a habitat for Charlie that will debut this week during its Halloween festivities. I'm Chad Davis, St. Louis Public Radio.
Thanks to your support, St. Louis Public Radio has completed another successful membership drive. Your gifts are more vital than ever, especially in a year when public media has taken significant hits, from the loss of federal funding to the ongoing challenges facing independent journalism. We were shaken, but your support steadied us. Listeners in St. Louis, Rolla, and Quincy made it clear this station matters. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. The membership drive may be over, but we will always take your support. If you haven't contributed yet, you can donate at stlpr.org. Missouri has joined more than 30 other states in banning or limiting the use of cell phones in schools this year. St. Louis Public Radio's Hiba Ahmed worked with student journalists at Rockwood Summit High School to learn how students there have been navigating the transition, and has this report.
The sound of students chatting during downtime has returned to the classrooms at Rockwood Summit High School in Fenton. It's something science teacher Sean Tagorley says he's missed. He's been teaching at Rockwood Summit for a decade.
In years prior, I'd give them free time and it was dead silent. For like my perspective, whenever I give them a little bit of free time, it's so much louder now because they are like conversing and talking and getting together, and they're like moving tables and then even a little bit of horseplay. But honestly, like, I kind of love it.
Missouri passed a law this summer that requires all public schools, including charter schools, to restrict cell phones, smartwatches, wireless headphones, and other personal devices from the start to the end of the school day. Students are allowed to store their phones in their backpacks and grab them in emergencies. There are also exceptions for students who use their phones for medical purposes or to support them in their individual education plans or IEPs. The policy went into effect at the start of the school year, but some school districts, like Rockwood, began piloting a less restrictive cell phone ban last year, according to Superintendent Curtis Kane. Students were allowed to be on their phones during lunch and passing periods, but not during instructional time.
In our student handbook, it clearly states that a building principal and teachers within their classroom have always had the right to say, we're not going to do cell phones here. Always had that right. So it may feel large and very amplified, but there have been pieces along the way, especially for us in the Rockwood School District. We've been marching towards something that's looked different with cell phones for some time.
A recent study from the Pew Research Center found that over 70% of U.S. adults support a cell phone ban for middle and high schoolers. But how do students feel about the policy? St. Louis Public Radio partnered with student journalists Amanda Mertens and Emery Gregston, both juniors at Rockwood Summit, who interviewed 10 of their peers.
I really do not like the new policy.
Face-to-face conversations have improved with this new policy.
I think everyone is a little bit more focused in class.
That was senior Mariah Hybor and juniors Anish Sadala and Brody Husted. Students were asked if they had noticed an impact on their mental health, a reason that's often cited to support cell phone bans. Here's senior Sarah Howe.
It's the same thing. After school, I can still surf the internet and go on social media. And obviously, social media definitely takes a toll on mental health, especially as a teenage girl. So I think it's the same effect on my mental health, whether I'm surfing the internet in school or out of school.
Research is still in the early stages, so it's too soon to tell how cell phone bans may impact the mental health of minors. But last year, U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy released an advisory calling for more attention to the impact of social media on youth mental health. Rockwood Summit Principal Emily McCown says that most students are following the new rules, but she started to see a couple of referrals trickle into her office as the school year carries on. She attributes the success to three things: last year's partial cell phone ban, regular reminders from teachers at the start of the day, and,
you know, if a kid is complaining about it, it's like, well, I mean, it's a law. now, you know, right? So they have kind of that in their back pocket.
McCown says she's interested to see how students continue to adapt to the restrictions throughout the school year. She's already noticed an age-old tradition make a reappearance.
I did find a really good note in the hall the other day. So somebody was writing some notes going back really old school.
And on that note, I'm Hiba Ahmed, St. Louis Public Radio.
A special thanks to Rockwood Summit student journalists Amanda Mertens and Emery Gregston for their reporting. Brian Moline edited that piece. Do you like the new cell phone ban in Missouri schools? Circle yes or no and send it back. Or you can email us at feedback@stlpublicradio.org or hit us up on social media. We are at STL Public Radio on Instagram. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.